continuing.
Okay, so we're holding, so we're continuing in the middle of Kufi of Gimel Amud Aleph, a little bit down the middle of the Kabbalah with Kufi of Gimel Amud Aleph, Lamed Vaholech. Okay, so we mentioned about how we left off how Chiyov built Yericho, or rather he built a different city which he named Yericho, and he was punished by having all of his children die, as Yeshua had predicted. So the Gemara continues, Achav Shushvineh Hava. Achav was a good friend of Chiyov. Such a good friend, by the way, the Yerushalmi says, we learned earlier in the Perek that Achav used to give his weight every day in gold to Avodah Zarah. So the Yerushalmi says that what it is Achav every day would go to Chiyo and ask him, the new Chiyo, how much more do I weigh today than yesterday? And Chiyo would weigh him and tell him what the difference is, and then Achav would pledge that amount to his Avodah Zarah. So they were good friends.
Gold.
Yeah. So also Ihu, also Ihu. No, he would give that amount of gold to the local Avodah Zarah temple.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, Ihu ve'Eliyahu l'mishol b'shlama beitamya. So now, Achav, as well as Eliyahu, went to be Menachem Oval. Beitamya literally means the house of the Oval. Rashi brings a girsa, which the Goyim also have, beitaima, which means the place where they give him taimim, they give him good words to be Menachem Oval. The Goyim say a verse that's beitaima, like you start by asking why is everybody sitting over here at such a velim, and somebody says Baruch Dayan Emes, and like that opens the conversation. Okay, so what's the reason? Taima meaning the reason. Anyway, they went to be Menachem Oval. Achav because he was his friend, and Eliyahu the Medrash says that actually he didn't want to go, but the Ebrisha tells him you have to go. Okay, because you'll see. Yosef Akamar, so now they're sitting and discussing like this. Zuma Timelet Yeshua Hachilot. Is it possible that maybe, how is it that Chia lost all his children in building the city? It's part not the original city of Yericho. Is it maybe that Yeshua cursed it that way? That you're not allowed to build that city and rename it of Yericho and rename it something else. You're not allowed to build a different city and name it Yericho. Is that fact of the case? Omele Elio aim. So Elio says, yes, that's indeed the case. And that's why this happened. Omele, so he, Achav, I guess, says, Hashta Levatsa the Moshe Lekamakaima. So look at this. The curse of Moshe Rabbeinu has not been fulfilled. Dichtiv, as it says in Vahoyim Shemaya, Vesartim Vavatim Vagayma, that if you turn away from the Eivishter and worship of a desert, and the Eivishter is going to stop up the heavens and there won't be any rain. Vachtiv, Vachorah, Hashem, Vachem, 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 and yet that person, meaning I, Achav, have set up Avodah Zarah on every, have set up Getchkes on every furrow in the field throughout Eretz Yisrael. And it rains so much that sometimes it doesn't let me, I don't have the chance because of the rain. It's too hard to go to my local Avodah Zarah temple. So the curse of Moshe obviously has not taken effect. What's the logic? Well, Vatasta de Yeshua Talmidim Kaima, that the logic that the curse of Yeshua is Talmud should be Niskayim? Can't be. Must be that it's a fluke.
If Moshe
is not, then how can Yeshua? So it can't be that it's because of Yeshua's curse. Okay. Miyad, so therefore immediately, the very next pasuk after the Sechiel built Yericho and lost all his children, the very next pasuk is, Vayem Eliyo Atishvi Mitoshev and Gilad, Eliyo Atishvi from the residence of Gilad, says Elachav, Chai Hashem Elekei Yisrael, as Hashem, the God of Yisrael, lives, Im Yeh Hashanim Ela Talamot, that there will not be, during these next few years, dual rain, except if I say so. So that's it. What's the connection? Why all of a sudden, this is the first time Eliyahu B'chal appears in the prophet. Why is he all of a sudden making this curse? Because of the previous prophet, because it's the result of what happened in the previous prophet. That Chiyah lost his children. They came to him in Menachem Oval, etc. And that's what's about.
And Achav was joking about.
And Achav was making fun of the whole thing.
Because
what? So the Gemara says in Tain, it's actually that there was Tal in those years, because Tal was not Netzar. But yeah, the point is there wasn't Bosh. So what happened? Eliyahu daven for Rachman from Eivishter, that Eivishter should fulfill what he promised. V'hovolei akulid the mitzvah. So he was given the key to rain. Like it's now going to be up to him to determine whether it rains or not. And he says, "Kim l'fid vori," unless I say so. So, meanwhile, though the Eivishter fort has rachmonos on the Jewish people, they're having tsar. So the Eivishter had to engineer that it's going to be taken care of. How? By Yidvar Hashem Elav Lamer, the Eivishter speaks to him as follows: Leich Mizeh, go from here. Uponisa Lachotayma, you should turn to the east. when you start with Nachal Kris, you'll hide out in Nachal Kris. And the pasuk continues, the ravens are bringing him bread and meat every morning and every evening. While he's hiding out. The question is, where did they get this bread and meat from? They go from Achav's kitchen. The Gemara actually in Chulin discusses the question, does this mean that Achav's palace, even though they were David's daughter, was still had a kosher kitchen? So we'll learn about it in Chulin, Beth Hashem, we'll talk about it. So yeah. So the point is that how does the Eibishter eventually force the issue? By him, eventually time passed. By Yivash HaNachal, the stream dried up. Because there's no rain in the land. Even the Chazad the Ikka Tzair of Alma. So now Eliyahu starts realizing that there's Tzair in the world. He himself is now at the moon there because there's no more water to drink. So now, by Yidvar Hashem Eilav Leimah, Kum Lech Tzorfata. So the Eibishter tells him, go to the city of Tzorfat in the north of Eretz Yisrael. And there'll be not Tzorfat is in France. This is a city on the coast of Eretz Yisrael, like near in Lebanon or something. Anyway, there'll be a widow over there, and she'll give you food. Then it says after these things, her son became sick, and she says to Eliyahu, you got to do something. Until you came, I was the local Sidkonius. Now you come over here, you make me look bad. So therefore that's why the Eibishter is judging me harshly. You got to do something. So the Eliyahu goes and davens to the Eibishter. Barach me, listen, lay after the Tzchias HaMeisim. So he asks the Eibishter, give me the key to Tzchias HaMeisim. So he told me that Shemayim, Shalosh Mavtechus Lenim to Lashliach. There are three keys that are not given over to Lashliach. Everything else is delegated to Malachim or whatever. But there's three things that are only in the Eibishter's own hands. Shalchaya, that a pregnant woman that she did birth, the Shalchshamim, and of rain, the Shalchias HaMeisim. There's a verse, by the way, that they say, the Gemara in Tainus also mentions Parnasa, which is a subset of Kshamim. The word Mafteach, actually, it's where the Torah brings it, the word Mafteach stands for these four things. Mater, where was it? Mater, Parnasa, Chiyas HaMeisim, and Chaya. The initials of the word Mafteach. Okay. What? We talked all of, Kituchei Choytam, is mother, parnasa, tchias amesim, and chaya, pregnant woman.
That's him gave him the
temporarily, but yoimru. So now, if you're going to want the key for tchias amesim, so people are going to say shtayim yad tam and bachas yad adav. What is it? Eliyahu is holding two keys, and the Eibishter only has one. I see her, v'shokel hai. You have to give back the key to rain. It'll now be back in the Eibishter's hands to determine when rain comes. Then you can have the key to tchias amesim. And thus the pasuk says, right after that, the Eibishter says to Eliyahu, go show yourself to Achav, the Etna Matar, and I will give rain. I will give rain, not you going to give rain, but I took it back. So a certain person from the Galil said a drasha in front of Rav Chista. Moshel de Eliyahu l'mar David. What can you compare a moshel of this situation of Eliyahu with Gavri the Tauki l'gale v'avdi l'mastachay? It's like a person who locked his door and then lost the key. So like Eliyahu locked the door figuring that now it's going to be up to me when to open it, and now he lost the key because he had to return it to the Eibishter. Now the Eibishter is the one who determines when it gets reopened. Dorish Rav Yaisi v'Sikari. Rav Yaisi one time doushed in the city of Sikari. Abba Eliyahu, dear Eliyahu, Abba is not Habibi of Zoyli, as he says, my dear one, my great one, captain Abba. He was a captain. He was very easily angered. This that he all of a sudden jumps up and says to Achav, I swear that there won't be rain in these next years unless I say so. He was a captain. He was too quick to anger.
Right?
Yeah, we're not Yeah, but still, he should have had more Rachmanis on them, like the Eibishter did. Actually, the Maharal brings a verse that the Medrash mentions elsewhere. The Gemara discusses what Shevet is Eliyahu from. One day is that he's a Kohen, it's a thing called Eliyahu. Well, then that explains
why he's a captain, because you know that Kohenim stereotypically are Kavdanim. Have a Rogel Mesa Gabe. Now, Eliyahu used to usually visit
Rabbi Yehuda. This time he was hidden from him 3 days and didn't show up. He also, when he finally came after 3 days, Amalei Amaylo Osamar, why didn't you come all this time? Amalei Kaptam Parisali. So Eliyahu says, I'm offended. You called me a Kaptam.
I had a right to be, the Tertus Chaim says, I had a right to be a Kaptam. There's other desire going on over there. You have to be the mechanic for the Eibishter's covered.
Amalei says, yes, he says, I'll become on. Oh, well, you see it for yourself. The Kachopid Mar, you see you're being masked. So you're being masked. He was your own covered, just at the state, not the Eibishter's, and you're still masked.
Because he called him a captain, and then he stayed away for 3 days.
Okay, so the Mishnah had said, the Mishnah had finished off, but the Yabchom Omen and Achayram, nothing should be left in your hands from Achayram, because cold man should Rashayim Ba'olam, Charayim Ach Ba'olam Kola, as long as there are Rashayim in the world, there is anger of the Eivishter in the world. So the question is, man Rashayim, who are the Rashayim that we're talking about? It can't be the Rashayim of the Iran Dachas himself, because the prophet about Laman Yashuv Hashem and Charayim Apoi is talking about after the Iran Dachas that he is destroyed. So who are these Rashayim who bring Charayim after the world? I'm Rabbi Yosef Gandhi. So Rabbi Yosef says that means Ganavi. So before Shem explains, specifically we're talking about Ganavim for people who steal from the stuff of the Irani Dacha. So when you make the steal, I'll talk about the Sikha that one of the Rebbe had run him on Sanhedrin, where he discusses why are we referring to the word, what do you mean, who are the Rishoyim? There are many Rishoyim in the world. Why are we focusing on Ganavim? So we'll talk about it.
I guess we'll leave the next few lines for in the other room.
You ready?
Yep.
Put it out. Want to pick one over here?
All right, so the last lines of the Gemara Sanhedrin are as follows. Tanan Abanan, Rosha Bala Olam, Charoin Bala Olam. When a Rosha comes to the world, then anger comes to the world. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Bevoi Rosha Bo Gam Buz. When a Rosha comes, there also comes embarrassment. Ve'im Koloin, and with humiliation, Cherpa is embarrassment. So we see that once the Rosha comes, then anger of the Eivishter comes to the world. What does it mean a Rosha comes? A person is not born a Rosha. So either it means when he starts becoming a Rosha, or it means even a person sometimes is born with a tendency to be a Rosha, and then it means that there's a tendency to charoin that comes with him as well. And Rosha Oved Min HaOlam, when a Rosha is destroyed, is fatilic, is removed from the world, Tova Bala Olam, then good comes to the world. Shenema, Vavoid Roshayim Rina, as the Pasuk says, when the Roshayim are destroyed, there is rejoicing. Tzadik Nifter Min HaOlam, when a Tzadik is Nifter from the world, Ra Bala Olam, then evil comes to the world. Shenema, HaTzadik Oved Veinish Sama Lev, as the Pasuk says, the Tzadik is lost and nobody is paying attention. Vanshe Chesed Ne'asofim Ve'en Mevin, and the people of Chesed are being gathered in from the world, and nobody is understanding. That's of a tzaddik. That the tzaddik is being taken away from the world before the evil comes. So therefore, the implication is once the tzaddik passes away, chas v'shalom. On the other hand, tzaddik bala olam tova bala olam. When a tzaddik comes to the world, then good comes to the world. Shenema zei nachamenu ma'asenu me'itzven yadenu. As the pasuk says, when Noach was born, this one will comfort us from our work and from the toil of our hands. So we see that once a tzaddik comes, good comes. And Marsha explains also that the reason why it's appropriate to quote this pasuk in connection with Noach is because a large part of the last of this perek chelik that we were talking about is about Yemos HaMashiach. And we know, how do we know that Yemos HaMashiach is certainly going to come? Because the Eivishter says, the pasuk in Yeshaya, that just as I swore to Noach that I will never again bring a Malbuk, he may Noach zoifli, so also Kein Nishvati Mekseif Alayach. So therefore we know, just as the Eivishter promised to Noach, still exists, and there never was a marble again. So we know that the Eivishter's promise that there'll be a geula is going to happen. In hate of Yemenu.
But whom we said two pages.
Okay, we said he wasn't the ultimate tzaddik, but still. Okay. Before we get to the Hadron briefly, so the Rebbe, it's a known thing that Rebbe used to take Masechta Sanhedrin most years, if not all years, as there's Masechta for Yudas Kislev, he mentions in a Sikha from Chofei that the Friedrich Rebbe used to do the same thing. I only found two Hadrons that the Rebbe ever made on Sanhedrin. Maybe there are more, I don't know. Somebody here who's more expert in Sikha, such as David Faltio, can probably say. But there's one in Chelik Yud Zayin, Sikha for Kedoshim, where the Rebbe addresses the question, why, what was this business before about the Ganavi? That we said, who are the Rishoyim is Ganvi. And the verse is that Rebbe develops the idea, also partially based on Uli Umaforshim. The verse is,
First of all, we're talking about Ganovim, who steal from the Ir HaNidachas, who steal stuff that was supposed to be destroyed from the Ir HaNidachas. So therefore, like this, the stuff from the Ir HaNidachas would have been destroyed, then that takes away the Charoi Nach in the world. Like this, when you have Ganovim come and take it, and there's not even really a possibility of returning it, because there's nobody to return it to, so therefore it makes it that there's more Charoi in there that there wasn't before. And on top of that, we're talking about a Ganov, who Bechlal, a Ganov is somebody who we know the difference between a Ganov and a Gazlan. The Ganov doesn't respect the Eivishter, he's just afraid of both of Adam, whereas the Gazlan at least isn't afraid of either one, so the Ganov has a greater chutzpah against the Eivishter. But the Rebbe also goes on to develop the idea in that Sicha that based on something the Rogatchover says, that the Ir HaNidachas is a pe'ula nimsheches, it's an ongoing thing, as every moment that the Ir HaNidachas exists, then it's an ongoing issue, and therefore when it's destroyed, then that takes care of it. So now when you have a gun of steals from it, then it's still an ongoing thing, and every time, as long as the guy still has it in his possession, then there's still that charoi nach ba'olam. The flip side of it, though, is that Eva finishes off in that sicha. The flip side of it means that, therefore, any time a person does an aveda, to a certain extent, is charoin in the world. Rasha bala olam, charoin bala olam. But that means that the aveda is a pe'ulah nimsheches, but it also therefore means that at any moment the person can do tshuva, and therefore it's not just something that I did years ago and it has no effect now, and therefore the tshuva now has no effect. No, it's like I was doing it right up until now, and now I'm doing tshuva, so therefore that immediately takes away that charoin from the Eivishter. In an earlier hadron from Papay, the Rebbe talks about more generally the question: why of all things does Masechta Sanhedrin end with the whole thing of the Ir HaNidachas? Of all the things to end the Masechta with, why are we ending with that? And the idea that Rebbe develops over there is again based on something that Rogatchover says, which is what's special about an Ir HaNidachas that we say that they usually an individual person is over the Zara, they get Saif, they get Hereg, and their Mammon is preserved for their Yorshim. With an Ir HaNidachas, we say with an ordinary person, we give him Skila, but his Mammon goes to his Yorshim. Here we're saying we give them Hereg, and their Mammon is destroyed. It's a different Geder. And the verdict is, because you have, when an entire city together worships Avodah Zarah, it means that now you have there's an achdus among the people, and therefore that achdus makes them into a different metzius, because achdus among Jews makes them into a different metzius than a bunch of yichidim. So therefore, the flip side of it is also true. Therefore, when you have that achdus is turned around for good, and in fact, the Rambam writes, it was in Perek Echad of Rambam a few days ago, that we give them a chance to do tshuva, and if they do, they taka get their punishment, but not as an Ir HaNidachas, because, which the Rav taka disagrees with that, how do you have tshuva prevents them from getting their punishment, but the vort is, because it makes it that now they don't have that metzius of a rabbim who are oved avodah zarah, now they have a metzius of yechidim who are oved avodah zarah. So fine, they go back to being yechidim, but if we have that the rabbim who are oved avodah zarah, who use their achdus in the negative way like that, become a different metzius, and they have a completely different kind of punishment, then merubah midas tova, the flip side is all the more true, that when you have people joined together by achdus, then for good purposes, Then it brings a tremendous amount of good into the world, much more so than when a bunch of individual yechidim do. And thus we finish off over here. We say that when the Rosha is Ovad min ha'olam, doesn't just mean the Rosha physically dies, it means also the Rosha is Ovad, as in his rishus is gone, and we reveal the fact that he was a tzaddik all along, that tzaddik bala olam, as we finish off. What? From the Russia, yeah, that we destroy the Russia part of him and there remains the Tzaddik part. Yeah. Oh, one more thing also that ever connected it with the beginning of the Masechta, which is that the beginning of the Masechta was about the Dinim Mominus B'Shloisha and the various levels of Sanhedrin, because the vote is, the Sanhedrin's job is not that there should be an Ir HaNidachas and then they have to destroy it, but rather their job is to go circulate around among the people, the famous thing from Tanit Ve'Elio, that they were supposed to put chains around their waist to go from city to city and teach the people to prevent that there should never be a Metzius of such a thing in the first place, that there should be. What do we have? We have Jews getting together for good purposes, for avodah, rather than the opposite, as we have over here. That's the connection between the beginning and the end of the Masechta.
I'm not sure we should say the wrong card.
I've not.